Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Laura Stiles here. Check out season 2 of Summer Jam Through the Years, available on all podcast platforms. Get the behind-the-scenes stories from hip-hop's biggest concert. Listen to hip-hop history on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Represent the hood.
Summer Jam, it's such a moment, it's such a big stage. Summer Jam is just one of those staples in hip-hop.
Hot 97 Summer Jam.
To be somebody, you gotta be on that Hot 97 Summer Jam stage.
Hot 97 Summer Jam, one of the most overwhelming experiences of my life. Summer Jam means so much to me. Always going to see all our favorite artists.
Everybody on that big Summer Jam stage.
You never know what you might see at Summer Jam.
Girls is players too. Jersey, you know, she from like Bergen County. Yeah. Coi Leray. Yeah, she from right over in Jersey, man. Grew up in Jersey, all that. Call right now, 800-223-9797. You want to get at Laura Never Loses. We got tickets to Top Rake Boxing, returning to the Madison Square Garden. Saturday, that's this Saturday. Josh Taylor, Teofimo Lopez. They got Xander Zayas and Ronald Cruz fighting over there, too. Tickets available at Ticketmaster, but you can win some right now for this weekend. Get something going with your boo or your fellas or your girls, whatever you want to do. Laura Never Loses. We're looking for two callers right now. Nigeria, what's goody? A lot of Prince fans out here wearing purple today. Prince's birthday, bro. The purple one, as they call him. One of my favorite artists of all time, Prince. I used to argue that I like Prince better than Michael Jackson. And I think I still do. Michael Jackson got them bigger songs, though.
Yeah.
But Prince as a talent was just more impressive to me. Playing all them instruments, producing, singing, writing, performing.
Yeah, people always wanted to compare them. Have these.
Well, they had a little, there was a competition.
Yeah,
remember what Quincy Jones said when he wasn't supposed to be talking?
What he said?
Remember he was like, yeah, Prince tried to run Michael Jackson over with his motorcycle. You remember that scene in Purple Rain?
Oh, yeah.
Quincy made that sound like that happened between Prince and Mike. Now, you know, Quincy was like 80, so maybe he saw Purple Rain and thought that him trying to run over Morris Day was Michael Jackson. But I'm just saying, Quincy said it.
He said that's what happened. Also, there was a video I saw of Prince saying that he was supposed to be the Wesley Snipes in that Bad video. But he was in the garage scene or beat it or whatever that was. Mm-hmm. And Michael had called him and asked him if he could be the opposing figure.
Oh, so they was playing into the...
And Prince was like, hell no.
What
I look like? Yeah, there's clips of it.
What I look like being some little bit part
so
in
you could
little
be like,
movie?
Yo bud, it's mine. Yeah, that scene.
Prince was like, yeah, nah, I ain't with it.
Nah, fam.
See,
you
I
shut
like
me
Prince
down and
more.
Tell me beat it?
Yeah, I like Prince even more now. He wasn't with the... And Prince always had joints. You know what I'm saying? Happy birthday, Prince. It's beautiful, man.
Surrounded by them.
Gone too soon, man. Yo, Rosenberg, how old would Prince have been today?
That's a tough one. I'll say... 61.
Ah.
Way off?
65. Four. Not crazy. But he was definitely gone too soon. You knew that part.
Yeah.
Like, that's how you kind of narrow in on the birthday. Like, because you were, you know, I mean, it was shocking when he passed away. Like, it was shocking.
Yeah, I'm confused as to why it'd be anything but shocking.
No. I'm saying that helped you narrow in on what the birthday might be.
Yeah, but I couldn't. I don't remember how long ago he passed. I feel like it was like, what, 6 years?
It was longer than we thought, for sure.
Like, I didn't even think about him passing. I just thought about how old do you think Prince is right now? You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
I felt like in his early 60s.
Well, shout out to all the Prince fans out there, which there's a lot of them. You know, people are going to be.
You mean human beings?
Basically. I was just telling Shawnee, like, I was always the guy that fought and favored Prince. in the battle. But Mike had them songs, man. Mike had them songs. Yeah, but Prince had a stretch from 1979 to like 1988 where he had like a top 10 album every single year.
Yeah. I mean, Prince seems to get his respect more as a musician.
Right.
But Michael's the bigger pop star. There's
no
question.
No question.
For sure.
Like, without Michael Party's going to rock on a different level. Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Prince was more raw. It's almost like maybe not so fair, but Beyonce, Rihanna. You know what I'm saying?
It's pick similar. It
based on your preference.
Similar. It is a preference thing.
You know what I'm saying?
But there's a lot of crossover.
One is a little more raw than the other, a little more unapologetic.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
Beyonce is a hybrid, though. I mean, she doesn't, from what we know of her, she's not on stage playing instruments, but I definitely hear she cooks on them drum machines and samples behind the scenes to get ideas going. That's what I'm told. I haven't been there. I haven't seen it. But that's the word. She'd be on that computer coming up with ideas. Mike was a big ideas guy, too, but he had Quincy Jones to, like, really build it out.
Yeah.
You know, you've heard those Michael Jackson demos.
Yeah, I love the demos.
When he's just cooking up with his brothers and sisters and beatboxing and coming up with melodies and ideas and...
Yeah,
and it becomes songs.
Yeah. I mean, I think Beyonce is a different, slightly different level of talent than Rihanna. I do.
That stage.
Yeah, performance. I don't know. Well, I guess I used to think vocally too, but then when I listen to like Love on the Brain, I think like Rihanna has a little bit more range than she gets credit for.
She does. Mm-hmm. But it's just not always, you know. Listen, Beyonce's out here working her ass off. When y'all see this show, you're going to be like, all right, y'all.
It looks crazy.
I mean, let's just stop having this conversation of comparing them. She performs for 3 hours, guys. It's 3 hours of nonstop. Let's get it on.
It's crazy.
Partying.
Yeah, that's what it looks
and
like.
And the show, I can't even ruin it. I don't want to ruin it how the show begins.
It's like that.
The vocals. The show begins with her just middle of the stage.
Let me
show y'all how these vocals go. Just on some, let me just warm up the vocals for the evening. Then outfit change, and let's party for the next 2.5 hours.
Yeah, I'm excited to see the show.
It's a great time.
I got to figure out where I'm going to try to go.
July 27th, MetLife Stadium.
No, it's 29th and 30th.
I thought it was 27, 28. You sure?
I looked yesterday.
Really?
It said 29th and 30th. That's a Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
At MetLife. Yeah, are you going to go to MetLife?
Yeah, I'm going to 29th.
Does that mean you're going to help me go on MetLife?
I don't know. Laura already asked.
Well, I know. Me and Laura both have been asking.
You didn't ask me. Laura asked me.
So you already took care of Laura?
Well, I mean, I'm trying to. I have to ask. I got to submit. You know what I mean? I got to,
can you just try?
Submit to the will of Hove.
Can you just try to submit one more? I mean, get it done in the same night. You don't want to bother.
Like, you don't want multiple requests.
No, you just follow up and go, yo, my bad, I forgot. Rosenberg's also being a little, he needs to go too.
You want me to call you a little?
No, I don't do that. You say, you know what? It'd be nice. He's getting married. It's like a gift. It'll be cool, man.
Oh, he needs a wedding gift. But then you're going to have to bring your wife. That's two tickets.
I have to bring my wife no matter what. I can't go see Beyonce without my wife.
Yo, Laura made the request dolo. She was like, yo, I don't even, if Ricardo can't go, it's all good. I just want to get in there.
I'm going to be honest right now.
Can't do it.
Yo, that's the difference between a woman and a guy. I can't do it. I can't go. I won't go without her. That would be.
So why don't you send
Beyonce
her?
Beyonce is about the ladies.
I could send her and Laura. Yes.
That's a wave.
If that was the only move, I'd send her and Laura. That'd be fine.
I don't even know. I'm making this
I know,
up.
But still. Just.
But I just wanted to let you know, Laura went straight gorilla. She was like, yeah.
I don't need him, I don't need him.
Ricardo can't make it. It's all good. I'm in there.
Yeah, I get that.
I even said, yo, you leaving Ricardo out? She was like, look.
It is what it is.
It's Beyonce.
End of the day.
It does.
No, her and Natalie would have a great time. So if I can't go, it's
nah, all right. Nah, I'm going to see what it is. I don't think, at least I hope it's not that difficult.
I mean, listen, you've already.
I'm coming deep, though. I'm bringing the mother-in-law, the lady, Issa. Like, it's a girl's night. Like, it's a
Beyonce's
straight.
Beyonce's about the ladies.
Yeah. Like, I wasn't going to go to be. It's not even really for me like that. I'm going to go see a couple of people. I already saw the show.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it was just to get the girls in the room. Issa, this is the first Issa concert request. Maybe second.
Wow.
I think she asked about Summer Jam before, and I was like, you're too young. That was a couple years ago. But no, she was like, can I go?
To Beyonce. I get it. She's the age.
And then she was like, look, I saw the Beyonce parade on Netflix, but that was like old. That's like a few years ago. Like, she's trying to sell it to me.
Look, she had a whole pitch in line.
I did the research.
She was like, you know, I want to be there. Hey, Carla, what's going on?
Hi, good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Carla. How you breathing out here? How's this smoky air treating you? Rosenberg and Laura woke up with some sort of throat issue, and so did Rosenberg.
I'm actually in Jersey right now, and yesterday was actually worse than it was today. It's terrible.
Yeah, but you're not having any kind of health issues or nothing. Everything's smooth.
No, it's mostly affecting my husband, though. Poor guy. He has, like, allergies and everything, so man. Smoke is really getting to him.
Yo, send our love over there, man. That's whack, man. This thing is getting people.
Thank you.
Yo, you know how beautiful it would be outside right now if that smoke wasn't blocking the sun? Yo, that sun is beaming right now.
Oh, yeah, it says it's bright and sunny all day.
And we're not getting any of it because it's covered in smoke. So it's going to look gray,
trash.
Like it's about to rain all day.
Trash.
And it's supposed to get worse in the evening like yesterday. Brandon, good morning.
Good morning.
How you, man?
Chilling, man. I blame the Knicks for all this smoke, man.
Wait, the Knicks? What? How the Knicks catch you?
I blame the Knicks, man.
Damn, man.
Why?
Just because.
Man, they trying to take out New York City because nobody showed Julius Randle didn't show up.
Yo, this guy's still mad about the playoffs. My man is still talking about the playoffs. Yo, you know, what about the Mets? Maybe the Mets is stinking up the joint.
Hit him with the button, man.
He's going for everybody.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Yo, Carla, who you want to represent you today, me or Rosenberg in the game that lives up to his name?
I'm a stick to Ebro.
Oh, all right now. We got tickets to the boxing match over at the Madison Square Garden. Top Rank Boxing is back in the garden this weekend, June 10th. What is that, Saturday?
That's right.
Josh Taylor, Teofimo Lopez, Xander Zayas, and Ronald Cruz. If you want to cop tickets, they're at Ticketmaster.
It's Hubby's birthday, so I'm counting on you.
It's the Hubby's B-Day?
Ooh, that would be fun.
Yup.
No, that'll be nice. That'll be nice. Here we go. 6 seconds on the clock. Shawnee with the question.
That's right.
Let's play Laura Never Loses.
Here we go.
Who is getting sued for $10 million, Ebro?
Getting sued for $10 million.
Two. One.
Drake.
Incorrect. Who's getting sued for $10 million for sexual assault by a girl whose top he pulled down?
Go with the guy that's been getting all the hits.
Trey Songz.
Yep. Correct.
There you go.
The show Full House takes place in which city, Ebro?
That was in San Francisco.
Facts. Tie game. Who postponed his 25th anniversary, Ebro?
Who postponed his 25th anniversary?
Two. One.
Busta Rhymes.
Incorrect. Who postponed the 25th anniversary show to support the writer's strike?
25th anniversary. Three. Oh, Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Doggy Dogg. That's correct. Okay. In the Facts of Life, what was the character?
See, you're too fast. It's not even reasonable. He just says his name.
Tootie.
That's half of the question. Incorrect. In the Facts of Life, what was the character Tootie's real name?
Oh, there you go.
Kim Fields.
There you go.
Oh, no. Her real name on the show?
Yeah. The character's
Melissa
real name.
Tootenfield. I don't know.
I forgot Tootie's real name.
That would be Dorothy.
Rosenberg
wins.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that was a tough one. Because
I wouldn't have got that either way.
Yo, listen, I got my guy, though, and he needed a win bad.
Why?
Big talk.
Because the Knicks.
Oh, it's mess. It's a mess out here.
Hey, Rosenberg, I got you, man. I got you with the Beyonce ticket, my boy.
Yeah, how do you wait? Yeah, you have Beyonce tickets?
Hey, I'll hit you up on the side, my boy.
Okay, I look forward to it. I hope they're better. I don't know. Ebro's got a pretty good plug, but reach out, buddy.
Brandon might have him joints, man.
Yeah, who knows?
Listen,
as many options as you want.
You
want
to be in the Renaissance Club.
Yeah, I don't know if.
That's where you want to be.
I know. I don't know if someone besides you is going to be able to come.
No, the fans could get in the Renaissance Club.
Is that where you are?
It's a fan, like, front of the stage, like, party section.
Ooh, Renaissance, that's where you need to be? All right, Brandon, thank you, man. But either way, don't even worry about it. You enjoy your tickets, okay, my friend?
Sounds good, bro.
Hang on, Brandon. Carla, I'm sorry, man. Send your loved one happy birthday. Tell him we said feel better.
It's all good. Thank you so much.
All right. Now, on the way, we got the flashing lights with Ebro and Rosenberg. It used to be called the Rosenberg Report, but
it didn't really work.
It wasn't working out.
Nah.
But it's mostly Rosenberg with the flashing lights. What are we working on today?
We did a story last week about Taylor Swift and her romantic situation.
Okay.
Major update.
Oh.
Yeah, major update. Remember the whole Ice Spice racist controversy?
Yeah.
Got an update to that.
All right, we'll get into it. It's happening in minutes at Ebro in the morning.
Guys, getting tickets today can be stressful, all right? And it shouldn't be like this. Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets. I'm talking about for sports, music, comedy, and any theater near you, okay? Amazing deals on last-minute tickets. Best price guaranteed. I have it. I love using the Game Time app. It's simple. I can just find the tickets I want and get a great price. And I know I'm getting a good deal. Matter of fact, I just used the Game Time app a couple of weeks ago when I was out of town and wanted to catch a baseball game. And boom, got last-minute tickets for an incredible price. Plus, they have tickets right up to the day of the event, exclusive flash deals on tickets for football, basketball, baseball, concerts, comedy, and more. And Game Time's guaranteed. If you find tickets in the same section and row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Snag the tickets without the stress with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use our code EBRO for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and use the code EBRO, EBRO for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
So yeah, the air is going to be trash all day again today. If you live in the tri-state area, I hear it makes sense, much worse when you get up Boston, you know, parts of Pennsylvania, who we have tuned into us. Shout out to Reading, PA. But yeah, it's all because of the wildfires in Quebec. Now, I don't know if you know this, but like a week ago, there was wildfire issues in Nova Scotia, which is a little bit more northeast of Quebec. Mm-hmm. I'm told that they're also having wildfires in British Columbia, which is all the way on the west coast of Canada. Now, the interesting piece for me is these areas are cooler, generally speaking, and more north. Mm-hmm. But they're hot enough to have wildfires. And the Quebec wildfire, they're saying, was just kind of like, legit, it was a nice sunny day. Boom, fire.
Really? It wasn't someone who did something.
That's what the reports are so far.
Well, last night, the second I walked out of ESPN, it like choked me out. I did not expect it to be so bad. And maybe it was a little like psychosomatic in that I knew it was happening. Mm-hmm. But the smell was clearly strong. Did either of you guys like clearly smell it last night?
Yes. And there was points in the day where I was like, yo, who's barbecuing?
Yeah.
And like, yo, who got the grill? Yeah. They popping the grill already? It was strong.
It was strong yesterday. And then I woke up with a sore throat at like 3 in the morning. I was like, ow, my throat hurts. I'm drinking tea and have lost news now and I feel okay. But I wonder if it's that.
I think it is.
I don't feel anything else.
Well, you was just at Summer Jam, so you might have caught the vid or something again, too.
I hope not.
Got it germed up. Now you brought it in the studio. Because you don't know these days. You don't know what people are running around here with.
No. And you don't know what's appropriate.
Is it the vid? Like, is it wildfires?
Like, do you stay home now every time you feel a slight tickle?
That's what they say.
I can't, though, because Janelle Monáe is coming.
I knew you was going to be in here for that. You know, had to be.
I'm not missing the sex symbol of a generation. I might stay away, but I'm not missing it.
Yo, let's go. Flashing Lights time with Rosenberg.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Lauren Styles gonna put us on.
Well, a couple of weeks ago. No, last week, I think. No, 2 weeks ago. Laura reported that Taylor Swift, who's also in the midst of her crazy stadium tour that just hit MetLife a couple weeks ago, is in a relationship with some dude, Matt Healy, who's the lead singer of the band The 1975. Ebro, they're a pretty popping band, right?
I guess. Yeah. I mean, I've heard of them.
Yeah, I've heard of them. I guess it stands for, means something. Anyways, there was some controversy around the guy because he went on this show, the Adam Friedland show, and was joking about Ice Spice in a way that sounded racially derogatory, et cetera, et cetera. Now, at the time when we brought it up, I heard it and was like, this sounds like offensive, but I'm not sure. It's in a podcast with the guys who were kind of weird and goofy to start out with, so who knows?
Well, you know, I categorized it as white boys, white boy.
Yeah.
Which often could come out off as racist.
Right, and it may
especially when they're joking about a black woman.
Exactly. And I wasn't sure. I was like, I don't know. It doesn't sound great, but I'm not sure. Then someone, Ebro, maybe someone sent an article later and I went down the rabbit hole. I'm like, oh, no, this guy sounds like a terrible guy.
Well, that's pretty universal even amongst the Swifties.
They hated him.
And then the whole Ice Spice thing, you know, that whole collab, people were saying Taylor did that to cover and create a story separately from what's going on with her boo.
But don't you think that would just bring, it really just brought more attention to it. They made that the whole thing. They're like, oh, what's happening here?
I'm just telling you. And I don't even know if that's true because then somebody else tweeted me and said, no, Ice Spice reached out to Taylor Swift.
Well, guess what? Either way, Taylor has broken up with Matt Healy.
Oh, it's over. Grand opening, grand close.
They're saying it is not because of the podcast appearance, but more just because she was coming out of a relationship. He was a fling. They've known each other for a long time. That's that, but there's no more.
I'm sure all of this didn't help.
I would think not.
And if that's truly his character, like that's who he is.
But you read the other stuff in the article you sent? He has a lot of stuff.
I scanned it. I didn't really dig it.
Bro, he did a full-on Nazi salute at a concert.
Yes, I saw that.
He made a reference to watching just absolutely disgusting, derogatory black porn.
Yep, I saw that.
Like, it was like one thing after another. You're like, my man. Like, so you get why the Swifties were worried about their girl.
Well, and you get why he's...
You better shut your white mouth.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what I mean? So he's shut his white mouth, at least with regard to Taylor Swift. And that is your Flash and Lights report.
Wrap it up. Grand opening, grand closing. In other news, we have Eric B. and Rakim tickets this morning. If you live and you know where the Stone Pony is, the legendary venue, Eric B. and Rakim at the Stone Pony.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, I mean, we got to talk about the money. It's all about the money because golf. Remember the whole...
Oh, that's congratulations.
Remember the whole, like, PGA was like, look, we're not doing business over there, and what would that say to families of 9/11?
That was my 720 plan. We have to.
Crazy out here. The Mets might be getting this early. Congrats, because things continue to not be great for them.
What about the Yankees?
The Yankees, too. Judge on the injured reserve list.
Yeah, it's not what you want.
It's a lot going on, man. We got some cool birthdays to talk about. It's Prince's birthday. He's 60 or would have been 65. It's going down, man. Cast One's here. Whitish Wednesday. We got a busy morning. Thanks for locking in. With Ebro, Laura, Johnny, Laura,
wait,
Rosenberg.
Why'd I go fifth?
Well, because I said Laura and I meant to say Rosenberg. But I screwed it up and then I said Laura again.
That was really rough.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Celebrating 50 years of hip-hop. WQHT-FM, HD1 New York. 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free. Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Yo, Nicki Minaj got an album coming out. I think she said October.
Ooh.
New Nicki Minaj. First album in 5 years. I'm hype about that. I like that.
October 20th.
It continues the run that the ladies have had all this year, which I like too.
It's been a great year for the ladies. The ladies were really good, man. Summer Jammers, I think they delivered.
They were
phenomenal.
Really, really solid.
They delivered.
I was impressed, to be honest. And maybe I underestimated.
Well, you had low expectations based on what you see from the dudes, I think.
Yeah. And I mean,
and new artists.
Honestly, they were new artists.
Yeah, new artists.
Yeah, but they, you know, it was a lot of ladies in the early lineup, and they were not about to be the one who didn't take this serious.
Mm-hmm.
Any of them were like, you know, they came with the dances, the outfits, the choreography. Like,
I will say this, too.
So you also, Shawnee, were.
I am delivered! Well, yeah.
I mean, he probably wouldn't frame it exactly that way, but.
Because they delivered.
They delivered, and he felt delivered.
I am delivered!
It also was a reminder of, with all due respect, to all the great things that we did at MetLife Stadium. I'm kind of hitting the stadium with the button.
Why? What happened?
When you were in an arena, you realized how much more reasonable it was for some of these new artists to rock.
Right.
Like Lola Brooke crushed in there. She did fantastic. She could have done that same show. It would not have felt that way at MetLife Stadium.
Because it's too big for
It's too many people. It's too big for... It's too big when we have Wu-Tang. It's too big for almost everybody. You know what I mean? It takes like a Drake coming out. It takes a...
Hove.
It takes...
Kanye. Right.
Besides that, even if you're super big, you don't feel it. Like,
so who gets the button?
I think we do.
Congratulations.
Should have done it sooner. Should have done it sooner.
Big Willie talk hockey up. Playing yourself, yo. Playing yourself, yo. Playing yourself.
Well, salute to everybody once again. That was at Summer Jam. Also, speaking of Summer Jam, Lil TJ got hit. With an arrest situation yesterday. I saw a video. He had a gun in the car.
That's what they said.
Yeah, that's what they're going with.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
If it's true that you actually had a gun in your car, come on, Lil TJ. You know you're a target. You know they on your head. You can't just be moving around loosey-goosey like that in the street. They're going...
Nothing to worry about.
And I don't know the particulars of how this works. If you have priors or you had incidents before... Can... Cops just pull up on you like, yo, we want to search your car. I don't know what happened before or to warrant them searching the car because he wasn't in his car from the video that we saw.
In the video, he's standing outside a car and he's like yelling at the cops like, get off me. You can't touch me. Get off me. But this came on the heels of me seeing a video of him getting into a fight backstage and telling his security he was going to fire them. Did you see that?
No. Was it a real fight or just like a little dust up and then it like dispersed?
According to what was sent to me, like someone hit him and he wanted to fight back and his security was holding him back and then he was mad at his security. That's what the whatever said. I'm just saying, like, TJ, I know that given everything that's happened, he's probably got a lot
traumatized,
going on.
Traumatized. Yeah, when you get shot up like that.
But the reason I got to hit him with the button is, bro, you got to, if you want to move around still and continue to be what you were, you have to hire a couple of top-notch, real, professional
take this serious
security guards, and that's that.
Congratulations. Right? You played yourself.
There's no other way to do it, I don't think.
Nah, it's not.
If you want to make it and be okay, that's the only way is you hire those
guys
who do this.
Well, and also, too, here's the business side of it, and this is for any of these artists out here, and this is why many of them, okay, you get hot on a little gram, you get some streams, okay, boom, but it's going to be, like I've said about other things, it's going to be a ceiling on you. You're only going to be able to go so far because venues won't book you because you're a problem.
Or they think you are.
And you're not going to get the sponsorship stuff because of the content and the music, so the big corporate sponsors ain't going to come to you. So you're just hoping that your streams continue. And hopefully you get in a bag like that. But generally speaking, when you got problems that follow you everywhere, the big tours, the big venues ain't going to give you the bookings because they don't want the insurance.
But then you get the big...
Congratulations, you played yourself.
If you are a person who has respiratory issues... And you are currently forced to be outside for whatever your work is or whatever you have going on personally, you should take your ass inside. And if you're not taking that warning serious...
Congratulations, you played yourself.
And if you don't have any masks left from the pandemic...
Congratulations.
The mask, I'm not even sure it's going to help you.
I don't know if it will either.
Right.
It might make your breathing even harder.
Yeah, I don't even know why I'm here. Why am I here?
Yeah, because you got respiratory issues.
What am I doing here? Hit me with the button. Yourself.
Are you fitting out, Cass, with all this smoke in the air? And you said in the group text yesterday that there was like, after that rain hit, there was like yellow water on the ground.
It was like some yellow green stuff on the ground. I was like, what is all this stuff?
It's the soot and the smoke. Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So how's your breathing?
I mean, it's... fine. I woke up this morning though and I was like, why does it smell like weed in here? I don't smoke. I'm like, why?
That wasn't weed.
No, it's not weed.
No, was that
something
smoke
going on?
I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's in the air, man.
It's a wildfire.
Why are we playing the X-Files music? We know
it's the green stuff. We don't know what the green stuff was.
Yeah, what's the green stuff? What's the yellow
is
stuff?
Is it soot?
Well, there's trees burning. Right, and they're big evergreen trees. I'm assuming there's some sort of tar that gets burned up when the trees.
Well, you
burn.
Said it was raining too. That it's mixing with the water,
right? And then
coming down through the atmosphere to Earth.
Yeah, and there's pollution in the air, so you mix all that together, and that's probably why you have. I'm assuming,
and we believe that. All
I mean,
of this
you don't have to. You could believe whatever you want, like you normally do. Well, give me a TikTok video that you've been watching about what's really going on.
Don't do that.
No, I'm just saying we can. That's how we got those options today. We can believe the reports.
I'm not even going
to
TikTok. I'm just saying, you know, just
social media, viral videos, whatever makes you feel good.
A little bit more than smoke. You know
it feels like more than smoke?
Yeah, it's just something else going on. I don't know.
What, like spaceships crashing into Canada and all burning up? Is that
where
you're going?
Ooh, maybe.
I wasn't, but I like that.
See, you go with what you like.
Go.
TikTok videos, made-up scenarios,
Ebro,
whatever
Shawnee's
you want.
Way of doing news is like pick your own adventure.
That's right.
Because we don't know if their news is, you know.
Real?
We don't.
But
we
I saw it on like even on like the weather app. Like you see the smoke. I'm pretty sure it's just smoke. It's not good. It's still bad. I mean, you don't. Sometimes it doesn't even need to be worse.
Well, and here's
it's
the
already
other part,
bad.
The other part of it. I've never actually been through a wildfire and then it rained for me to actually know what happens when that goes down. I don't know. Have you guys?
No. Can't say that I have.
So maybe we should just go with the information from professionals.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
I just want to let everybody know you're playing yourself if you're going outside today. There's like, how many warnings have you gotten, Shawnee Coach?
I got two.
And what do they say?
I got two.
Do you believe the warnings that you're getting? Or
well,
do you
know.
Think it's also
Well, tell me this. Does this air quality map this? Look positive?
It's all
it's
red.
Just red.
It's just a red it's screen.
The first one I got says urgent message, emergency statement by the WHO. By WHO?
World Health.
That's the World Health Organization.
Yeah,
I don't know if you want to believe
the
them.
The doctors and all that.
New
Yorkers, close all windows. Do not go outside under any circumstance. There is a severe air quality alert in place until 12
a.m. tomorrow, June 7th.
So tonight, all the way through midnight.
Wait, wait. It's when did you get that?
I just got this from somebody. And there's a tweet
I just
saw.
What's the date on it?
That was from yesterday.
Okay.
So you weren't supposed to go outside yesterday, which we reported on it yesterday.
Yesterday, I felt it, boy. I felt it.
Until 11:59 p.m. on Wednesday.
Oh, so that is tonight, then.
Right, so that's all the way through tonight.
Yeah, people with respiratory concerns such as asthma.
And that's from the at Notify NYC.
Mm-hmm. I don't like this.
Well, I don't think you should. I think it's bad.
I don't.
Especially with everything with climate change and everything going on with all that other scary stuff. Ooh. You shouldn't. But you know what? Let's focus on the money.
Okay.
We go to Rosenberg now for a money update in golf. What happened, Rosenberg?
Well, for those who didn't pay attention, a couple of years, it started like a year and a half ago, we found out that a new golf organization was being started by Saudi Arabia, by an offshoot of the Saudi government called Live Golf. And they were going to hold different events with different rules and a whole different style sort of golf. Mm-hmm. And they were going to hire and pick off players from the PGA.
So it's like Top Golf with a lot of money.
No. Yes, exactly. But no, it's a league, but they only play 54 holes, not 72.
Okay. It's easier in some regard.
Easier schedule.
And more money.
They don't have a cut. Like, you play all weekend. You can't get cut on Friday. You can play all weekend no matter what. Whatever. And tournaments are in the Middle East and different places. So a whole bunch of players from the PGA Tour left. And we're like, I now am going to Live because they are offering me $200 million.
The gambler, lefty, Phil Mickelson, was out.
It doesn't matter how you play. You don't get paid based on where you come in. You just get the money. In the U.S., you have to really earn it on the PGA. You have to win tournaments
Sounds
to be
respectable.
Rich.
Sounds respectable.
That's how it works. If you come in last every week on the PGA tournament, you may have a nice little salary every year, but you're not rich. You have to earn it. So a lot of people went. A lot of people went. In fact, like, a lot of the big names besides Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy did not go. And Tiger and Rory were outspoken being against it.
Mm.
Then the PGA came out. They're mad. They're angry. They hate Liv. They're disgusted. How can you get better with the Saudis?
The commissioner of the PGA went as far as to saying he has family members and friends who are affected by 9/11.
Oh, yeah. He pulled out the 9/11 card.
He invoked 9/11 as why the PGA didn't want nothing to do with Saudis and Live Golf.
Yeah, so he brought up 9/11, blah, blah, blah. Well, guess what, guys? Yesterday, the PGA Tour merged with Live.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So many buttons to give out. Number one, for Monahan, the guy who brought up 9/11 as a reason not to mess with the Saudis and then merged with them.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Then you also had to give it to Tiger and Rory, who tried to stand up on principle, and guess what? Now they're stuck with them anyway.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
At least they could have gotten a bag, because now they're in bed with them no matter what.
Well, Tiger needed to do what he did. His resume already has enough demerits.
Checks. Yeah.
Smudges.
So maybe he did the right thing regardless.
Yep.
But yeah, so now PGA and
well,
Liv
and I got a congratulations. You played yourself to anybody who's mad at this.
Congratulations.
I know what you're going to say. Also, go ahead.
Golf's always been about money. Like, literally always. It's expensive to play. It's expensive to be great. It's cost prohibitive to almost everybody on the planet except people who either have some level of sponsorship or come from money. It's always been about money. Literally, there's places you can't play unless you have a lot of money.
Well, a lot of places. Most places.
So if you're mad about the PGA going for the money.
Congratulations.
Oh, that's not where I thought you were going
to go. Where'd you think I was going to go?
If you think that the PGA is the only place that's in bed with the Saudi government.
Oh, well, that
point. Congratulations. You played yourself.
Don't go check out where your bank is tied up. Go check out where a lot of your favorite businesses are tied up. How about the U.S. government? They'd like to do business with the Saudis, too.
Yo, if you're a Trump supporter.
Oh, he's got his golf club. He has a golf club with the Saudis.
He hosted Live Golf.
And he hosted Live Golf here, yeah.
And promoted Live Golf.
Yeah, at his hotel. And I'm sorry, resort. Whatever it was. Golf course.
Congratulations.
So, it's a mess.
It's just money.
Oh, yeah. But by the way, the United States, 19 of the 21 hijackers on 9/11 were Saudi or backed by the Saudis. We never went to war with Saudi Arabia. Well, not once. We went to war with Afghanistan and Iraq. We never even touched Saudi Arabia. So the idea now of, like, I understand people who feel weird about it, and you have every right to, especially in this area. We have so many people affected by 9/11. You have every right to feel how you feel. But if you think it's just the PGA, our own government were hypocrites about it. They've always been in bed with the Saudis. So what are we doing?
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg. Well,
we got tickets to Eric B. and Rakim. You want to get in there, boy, you better pay attention. If you know about that legendary Stone Pony, they're performing in their legendary venue. What are the Mets doing, sir? ESPN's own Rosenberg is here.
Not playing particularly great baseball.
Are they playing baseball?
You could say they're playing baseball.
Or shuffleboard. What are they doing?
Well, they lost to the Braves last night in a game you'd like to have against the team you're
And by. They were up for a second, weren't they? They were up. They could have won one.
Yeah, they got up 4-1 early. Gave up 4 in the sixth. And lost. It's not been good. And then the Yankees found out that Aaron Judge is going to the 10-day IL again.
His foot.
With his toe. You know why? Because he ran through a wall. Literally.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Yeah, it was really cool at the time. Not as cool right now.
Well, hopefully he'll be back and it's not serious. Cast 1, 97 minutes, commercial free. Keep it locked right here. DJ John's going to step in the room. We got Whitish Wednesday coming up. The big competition is on. Shawnee Culture's even won 1 week.
You know what I mean?
You might have to get in this week, Ebro, to
I'm going to get slaughtered. To I don't fill know in for
you don't know what the topic is yet. Depends on the topic. Shawnee thought he would get slaughtered, and then 1 week we did movies, and he was in business.
In the business.
Because all you had to do was say the movie it was in.
No. Yeah. No,
you still got to call your name and then...
Get the song or artist.
Yeah,
you had to get the song or artist.
Shawnee knows white movies.
Listen, that's the only way I know white songs. That's it. Commercials and movies.
97 minutes commercial free. Ebro in the morning. Girls is players too. Cast 1.
Yeah, because girls is players too.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
So, you know, when you have a family, I don't know if this happens to you, Rosenberg, but it happens to me quite often. And most of the time, I don't bring it to the show because I'm like, nobody wants to talk about that. But one of my family members yesterday brought it to me. It was like, you have to talk about this on the show.
Well, what's that?
This is a big topic. People will be into it.
Okay.
Why would you hire a nanny that is young and hot? I was like, that's rich people talking. Nobody want to talk about nannies on my show. Like the audience, any babysitter.
Well, no, yeah, they do because it has like, A, it has that drama tied into it. So people are, they're not, I don't think people hear that. And they think babysitter, it doesn't have to be nanny. It could be babysitter.
Because in my mind, I'm like, yo, man.
It could be babysitter. It could be
au pair. How many people in our audience got a nanny?
They may not have a nanny, but they got babysitters. They got, by the way, au pairs are free. People get au pairs.
Au pair sounds expensive. How is that free?
They live in your house, but you
don't. So you got to have an extra bedroom? That's rich.
But you don't pay them.
You got to pay for everything else, though.
So you've added a family member in a bedroom. You have to add a family member. That's not our audience either.
You have to add a family member. But people get babysitters.
I mean, I'm sure there's people in our audience that got bread like that, but.
And there are people with babysitters every day.
The babysitter thing, I maybe.
Yeah, babysitter's true.
Hot babysitters.
Hot maid. Hot housekeeper.
Housekeeper is rich talk, man. That is rich talk.
No, people. There are broke people with housekeepers, bro.
Housekeeper?
Yes. Who come every 2 weeks and you pay $60?
Yeah, or once every 2 months. You know, whatever. But they come by. Somebody do a deep clean.
Right. You had a holiday and you want to clean up for real before people come over.
Yeah, people doing it.
So you guys into this? Sounds like.
Well, everyone's into the idea where you're going. Everyone.
Which is why would you hire women? Are you insecure? Or even fellas? I guess it could go the other way.
I would not want.
Like if the guy, your fix-it guy around your crib coming through brolic.
I don't care about that.
Tight super, clothes on.
You don't super, want a hot your super clean. Just cut up.
I'm not worried about a hot dude coming to my house. I'm worried about a hot chick coming to the house for me. I'm not worried about her.
Why?
I just don't need that. I don't need that energy in my house. I don't need to be thinking about.
Oh, so you worried?
What?
I mean, you got discipline.
That sounds like worry.
Worry for myself.
I'm not worried about either.
Not doing anything, but I just don't like, I just don't need to feel like, I don't know. I'm good.
I'm not worried about either.
But you got discipline.
But I would love, it sounds like we should be having this conversation. And it's really about insecurity. Are you insecure? And do you have a problem with either a hot, well, how would we frame this? A hot
person?
Worker, service person, something coming into the crib.
Hot nanny, hot fix-it guy, maintenance man.
I mean, now you're getting more into like porno territory.
Because that's what it sounded like to me when it was presented to me also. Too.
Okay, I hear
Don't forget the trainer.
Ooh, no, don't forget the trainer.
That's different.
See, now we're talking.
Because you all upon my you, lady you trying to stretch
her. You stretch her legs all between her legs and all of that.
Not to mention, I see the videos that you know Flex and Bobby Trends post of people like basically having sex while massaging the person.
Yeah, but that's OD, bro. OD. Those are like sexual, sensual massages. That's OD.
Very weird.
That's over the top.
But yeah, I mean, I listen, would I stress any of it big time? No. But I don't know that if I were choosing, I would want a smoke show in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Not because I don't trust myself, of course, but just because I try to live my life.
No,
not
sounds like
about
my
it.
Family's on to something here.
Yep.
I need to get more content from them.
It's a fact. I mean, I had a babysitter that was body was like Kim Kardashian.
What do you mean you had a babysitter? Oh, I remember that.
Remember that? Yeah. And I was just like, yo, the person who's watching my son, my lord.
Right.
I mean, you know, I couldn't do nothing. I didn't do nothing.
Right.
But she was my lord.
But she was, and every time you're like, my lord.
Every time, my lord.
Yo, you playing yourself if you fall for that.
Johnny, but I didn't fall for me.
You know, but I'm just putting that out there, fellas. If you're weak enough to fall for that jokes, man, you get the button,
bro. We not doing
that
in the crib.
Congratulations.
But I was like, yourself. My lord.
But with how many guys are weak, why would you put the temptation there? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The problem isn't being weak. The problem is not knowing that you're weak. If you know that you're weak, then you set your life up to not fall into traps.
Yeah, word.
That's just being smart.
Well, I think we're all weak. It's just you got to have that control. You got to have that switch that you could just be like, ah.
Well, also, I think there's a different level of, I don't mean to offend people listening.
Whatever that means is my switch. It goes, ah. It's like breaks.
It's breaks. But and I don't mean to offend people in our audience. But is there any bigger scumbag, with all due respect, than the person who would actually think to do it? Try to hit on the nanny in your own home that your wife likely hired. Like, that's such a high level of scumbag.
Well, I don't even know, and let's be honest, I don't even know women or men, like women with the trainer, you know, or the fix-it guy, or the porn movie, the pool man, you know what I'm saying?
The pool guy,
the pool season.
Oh, pool guy smash.
You know
the
what
lawn,
I'm
the lawn dude.
The lawn dude.
Landscaper.
The main, yeah, whatever. But I think I don't think people intend. Like, in their brain, they think they got the breaks. And then something happens. Something happens, whether it's you're going through a rough patch with your significant other, you're angry about something, or, you know, you're inebriated. You've been drinking or something, mm-hmm. or y'all start having too much intimate talk. That's the problem. You can't be having convo, fam.
Nah, you can't get comfortable like that.
You can't be having convo with these people.
You can't talk to them?
No.
How's your life?
You gotta talk.
You still got that.
Hey,
boyfriend.
How you doing? Thanks for coming. Here go your money. Beat it. We ain't gotta talk.
Shawnee be like, yo, so you still got that boyfriend? How's he treating you?
I'm not saying all that.
We'll take your calls.
But how's your day doing?
We'll maybe take your calls on this, but I wanted to bring that because maybe that's something we could bring up. But we got Whitish Wednesday after 8, so it's not gonna happen today. But we'll bring it back around. Sounds like a hot topic.
Oh, it's definitely hot.
You say it's hot.
Yo, people start fantasizing. Y'all crazy, bro.
You brought it up. Yo, Ebro brings these.
I didn't know we was, honestly, I didn't know we was going to go full fantasy. I didn't know we was going to get to the
pool guy. It was definitely
guy.
Breaks for me. It was definitely breaks. Because she had to spend the night, too.
She was spending the night?
Whoa. Yeah.
My lady used to travel for work, so she had to spend the night.
In the house with you alone?
Whoa. Just me and you.
Yo, oh,
yo, by the way.
You know what I'm saying?
You got divorced in the end anyway. You should have smashed.
Word. Hit him with the button.
Congratulations. Yo, you played yourself.
Call right now. DJ John is here.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
Yo, John, how you want to do it, fam? Shout out to 100 Coconuts. This coconut water is amazing.
It really is, guys.
Good Lord. If you guys haven't had this 100 Coconuts, they give us free water up here. It's black-owned, too, by the way.
It's delicious.
And, I mean, Shawnee, talk to him.
No, it's nice.
It's amazing. Listen, I love coconut water straight from the coconut and from the can. So I am a connoisseur on this. This is probably the most amazing coconut water I've ever had
in
my
life. It's good. It's really good.
Real talk, it's 100% pure, man.
Yeah, the story is, dude, he went and sourced the coconuts in Vietnam.
Vietnam. Oh, wow.
And I guess those coconuts over there are sweeter and taste different than the coconuts on this side of the planet. They're good. Catherine, what do you got to say about this coconut water?
I don't know about this one. I haven't had it yet, but them Vietnam coconuts,
they are
different.
They're good. That's a fact. I've been there.
The Vietnam and the Thailand coconuts.
And with this
Thailand got them too? Oh,
Thailand, yeah.
In Vietnam, yeah.
And with this one, he started with trying to give his child the most purest water he could find. And he went
I thought it was his wife who was trying to breastfeed and was having problems, and they say coconut water helps with the breastfeeding. I think it was.
Something like that.
It was family stuff.
Yeah, something
like that. Anyway, John, what's popping, baby?
How you feeling? I'm feeling good. Feeling great.
Feeling great. Yeah. We got some in the back, 100 coconuts, man. They always lace us up.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, man. DJ John, how you doing it today? We got Lil Durk tickets, and we also got Eric B and Rakim tickets. You giving people a choice, or what you want to give away?
Ooh, I'm going to go with Lil Durk.
Lil Durk? Okay. Lil Durk? Okay, what if they want Eric B and Rakim and
Stone
Pony?
Let them choose? What if they beat you and you let them choose?
Let them choose. Yeah, let's do that.
Pick a ticket.
Pick a ticket.
Now, remember, today it's Stump DJ John. So you call us up at 1-800-223-9797, and you ask the question to Stump DJ John.
Oh, it's not.
Or
it's
as
not
Laura
stomp.
Said, yo, Laura, yo, I love Laura so much. She's such a little sister. She has these little things she does, and I'm like, what are you saying? Yesterday, she could not stop saying stomp. She was like, you get to stomp DJ John. I was like, they don't get to stomp DJ John.
I mean, it would be interesting.
No. It would be very entertaining, but we can't do that.
No.
Wait, Griff, why do I have two different callers?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Somebody dropped the ball.
Oh, there's two questions you can choose.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, let's go to Mike here. Man, Mike, this will be interesting.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Good morning.
Mike, hey, you are here to stomp DJ
John. No,
stomp.
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 Mike, what is your question for DJ John? If he can't answer, you get your choice between Lil Durk tickets or Eric B and Rakim tickets.
All right.
All right, Mike, it's all you go.
Wait, what tickets are you going to go for?
But let's let him ask the question.
Let him ask the question. Right.
Which New York Met holds the title for most career Met home runs?
Oh, Piazza.
Nah.
Oh, who is it?
Daryl Strawberry, 252.
Daryl the Strawberry.
Oh, man.
Damn, Mike, what do you want, Eric B? Or you want Lil Durk?
I'm 39, so I'm going to take those Eric B.
Eric B and Rakim. Yo, and you don't get to see them together often.
No.
And Stone Pony is saying Tuesday, June 13th, Eric B and Rakim together.
That's right.
That's
what we're doing.
Mike, hold on 1 second. You're going to have a good time. Hold tight.
Got you.
Love for listening. Thank you, Mike. On the way, flashing lights with Rosenberg.
Oh, man. So much going on in the world, Ebro.
Yeah, it sounds like you're unprepared for the second.
What? No, I'm totally prepared.
Still looking at your phone.
We got a little TJ update for you.
All right.
You know what I mean? We got other things.
Like
Nicki Minaj album.
Okay.
I got details.
Like?
You'll have to wait and see.
It's big, all right. And also, New York City had the worst air quality in the world yesterday due to those wildfires.
Fantastic.
Coming from Quebec, Canada. Today, the air quality sucks again. And there's a warning all the way through midnight.
Yeah.
So, turn that Rakim up.
Also, I got to tell you guys about the shirt. You want to talk about a troll? We got to talk about the shirt Kim Kardashian wore yesterday. Y'all see this?
No.
Yo, Rakim, what's up?
Crazy.
It's like that.
Kardashian on Kardashian hate like you've never seen before.
Is this one of the greatest 50 hip-hop records of all time? Has it made the final list?
It's already in.
You damn right. Yeah. Ebro and La Manana. Alongside Rosenberg and Laura Stiles, Cast One, Shawnee Culture, Juanito, producer Griff, even King Louie in basketball.
Yo, goddamn, that's a good coconut water. Jesus Christ.
Was that the first taste?
That was your first taste of the 100 coconut water?
I tried it at some point a different day, but it was a day when I thought I was getting regular water. So when I took the sip,
it was too sweet.
It didn't hit right. I was like, I don't want this. But today, y'all were hyping it up. I'm like, let me get a sip of this coconut water. Boy.
Refreshing.
Yeah, and it's only 70 calories.
Oh, that part.
Yo, they're not paying us. It's delicious. I appreciate it.
They gave us literally like
a few cases. No, no, they let
Oh, we got a bunch.
We got a lot. So they deserve it. That is a delicious coconut one.
They gave us a fridge.
And I like it out of the coconut, but I like this more.
The can, something about the can, the coldness of the can.
It's rarely cold enough out of the coconut. Like, it's good, but you're like, it's a little warm. Like, this is ice cold. Like Andre 3000.
Ice cold.
Exactly.
Let's go. Flash your lights, man. Rosenberg's got it.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
Now you're ready for the flashing lights. Lauren Styles gonna put us on.
Well, I just teased it a minute ago. Did you guys see? Listen, I'm sure it's all a work. Everything with the Kardashians is a work.
Well, the show's back out. Maybe the ratings are slow or something, so they had to
get you to
tune in.
You already know the vibes. But Kim posted a social media picture in which she's wearing what looks like a bootleg tee.
Okay.
And in the tee, it says Kendall, starting five. Kendall on top, starting five on the bottom. Then there's a picture of Kendall Jenner looking back sort of towards the camera. And around her is Blake Griffin, Devin Booker, Ben Simmons, Kyle Kuzma, and who's this one, John? Who's six on the Lakers?
LeBron?
No, that's six.
I was like, what?
Who is that? I don't remember that one. It's Jordan Clarkson?
Yeah.
Maybe it's Jordan Clarkson.
Jordan Clarkson, yeah. He was six back then.
And it says Kendall starting five and has five dudes that she's known to have smidashed of her sister.
Mm. Now, they probably, but see, in their family, that's funny to them.
I mean, how could it not be? Because you know Kendall could come back with a shirt, too.
Kim Kardashian, yeah.
Starting five.
And by the way, her starting five is kicking yours ass.
Well, Kim's would be failed five. I mean, she's got people. I mean, what? How many marriages did she almost get to?
No, she had one real marriage with the guy from the Nets who was not good.
What was his name?
What was the guy's name again?
Chris Christopherson?
Chris Humphries.
Chris Humphries
was a jobber. I mean, he wasn't even a
and that was after Reggie Bush.
But Reggie Bush was a real deal.
It was a real
deal. Short career, but like a really good
athlete. No. I mean their relationship, not the people.
Yeah, the relationship.
Their relationship.
Right. Well, so Kendall, some of these for Kendalls are fails too. These aren't all
But they didn't seem serious, though. I mean, Kim seemed serious. Remember, she used to walk these people around.
That is true. She did walk these dogs.
Kendall's is kind of like you find out.
Yeah, she was just out here having a good time.
Kim was like on the promo run with all of her dudes.
But now, you know who might not find that so funny, though? Mr. Bunny.
You think Bad Bunny, Cornejo Malo's in his feelings about Kendall starting five?
Well, I mean, he might just be like, yo, Kim, why are you wearing this shirt? ¿Por qué la camisa?
Well, Bad Bunny's new, so Bad Bunny, stay away from that. You know what I'm saying? I don't need Bad Bunny ending up on the Kardashian show, bro.
Yo, my favorite thing happening on the internet these days, and it probably wouldn't make it to your world because it's a wrestling thing, is that whenever a new picture comes out of Kendall Jenner and Bad Bunny and he's like leaning over talking to her, people add the caption of like, and then Hulk Hogan slammed Andre the Giant at WrestleMania 3, you know, because he's such a wrestling nerd. Also, we mentioned it earlier, Lil TJ apparently arrested for having a firearm in a car.
That's not what you want. That is not what you want.
That's what they're saying. This also comes on the heels of people saying that he got into some sort of kerfuffle backstage at Summer Jam.
And a little dust up.
All of this coming, of course, on the heels of a couple years ago, him having that shooting incident where he was in pretty bad shape there for a little while, was touch and go. So I like feel for TJ. I really do. But I also feel like he's got to figure out how to get the right security situation and not try to move like a tough guy. You got to move like a smart guy. Mm-hmm. You got a lot of money. You got a lot of future ahead of you. You don't need to be dealing with this.
Well, I want to add on in other police news, New York City police news. DA Alvin Bragg moves to vacate 316 convictions connected to crooked cops.
Wow.
Oh. You mean really?
They're not going to like this guy, Alvin Bragg. Well,
They already don't,
but woof. This is according to the New York Daily News.
Now, I would be interested to see specifically what each case is. You know what I mean? I mean, just because it was a crooked cop doesn't mean that they weren't bagging up someone who was a crooked individual also.
Well, listen.
Like, if it's a weed conviction, if it's like some light conviction, but I guess everything's now in question if you know crooked cops.
Exactly.
The framing people.
Planting evidence, framing people, all of that.
Yeah, this is not going to be met well by the old cop lovers.
Oh, no, they're pissed. Yeah. They're pissed. Meanwhile, at the state level, this is something we all need to pay attention to. Have you guys heard about the Clean Slate Bill?
Clean Slate? No.
This is a New York state law that allows for conviction records to be permanently sealed under certain conditions. Unfortunately, far too few people know how to apply or have resources to do so. An estimated 600,000 New Yorkers are eligible to apply for record sealing under this law. So there's a battle going on. The Clean Slate Bill will help power New York's economy. More than 400,000 New Yorkers arrested on criminal charges each year. The exclusion of people with conviction records from employment opportunities, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So this is going on at state level right now. Mm. There's a battle going on. People don't want it to happen.
Of course not. Of course they don't.
The Clean Slate Bill. Look it up.
And that is your flashing lights report. The time, 8:05. A heavy, heavy air quality warning right now. As red as it could be. There is smoke from the Nova Scotia wildfires. It doesn't feel
Quebec.
Oh, sorry, it's Quebec.
Quebec.
It doesn't feel at the moment. It doesn't feel as brutal as it did last night, in my opinion. But they say it's going to get worse as the day goes on. Correct.
That's what they say. But the warning is through tonight at midnight, right, Johnny Culture?
That's correct.
Also, I was just thinking, if you got pets, man, you want to be really quick with the walks today. You don't You don't want to be taking your dogs out.
They're probably more sensitive than we are.
I would think so.
Have you noticed? I don't know. Yesterday, I was looking around. I didn't see any birds.
Really? Interesting.
I didn't see any pigeons. I didn't see any birds.
The second bear got outside yesterday. He started doing this. Second he walked outside. Was like
his nose was irritated.
Yeah, like it wasn't sneezing, but he was irritated. Like, why am I breathing this way? So just be mindful of that. It's not great out there.
Up next, Whitish Wednesday. What's the category? Who's
it's
picking?
It's the game, man. I'm picking the category. You're okay. In the game.
I'm in?
Yeah. Woo! You got to fill in for Laura Stiles against Shawnee Culture and Cass One.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Whitish.
I'm making an auxiliary. That's the wrong word. I'm making a whatchamacallit decision, executive decision.
There you go.
I'm pulling Ebro from the game.
Why?
Because the category won't be good for it'll be too easy. You'll dominate. Because there's some categories that you're
90s. I'm 90s white music. I suck.
I was gonna do songs. I found a playlist on Spotify that's called Songs That Get White People Turnt. And you'll know all of them. But I think DJ John could be interesting.
Well, he's a DJ, so.
He is a DJ, but he's
Cass also. Cass One's a DJ, too.
Right, but he's also DJ John.
So you he'll flub it. It'll be funny.
So, yeah. I mean, unless you want to be in the game, I think it would be better. I think John might be funnier than you in the game.
I think so.
You might just roll, so.
Well, no, but people hate my guts, so.
Oh, Bacardi and Martinez.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you could get these wrong.
They just want to hear me lose.
All right, you know what? How about both of you in the game? How about that? All four of you in the
like
game.
Like EA Sports in the game.
Why not?
The game is Whitish. That's right. And the Wednesday.
And the category is songs that get white people turnt.
Amen.
Can you say shiznit on the radio?
I think so.
White shiznit.
Shizzle.
White shizzle Wednesday. Whitish Wednesday. Here we go. The category is songs that get white people turnt. Cast One, let me check your mic.
None of these mics work.
Is he sure it's track? Track. Get that one right there.
Check. Oh, here
there
we go.
You're
there
in
we go. Now we here. Now we are here.
So here's how the game works. If it's your first time here in Whitish Wednesday, the game, I play a song. The contestants call out their name when they know it.
Yeah.
John. Once they call out their name, they must make a guess or do a phone-a-fot.
Do we have phone-a-fots on the line?
1-800-223-9797. We are loading up our phone-a-fots.
Yeah,
don't try to be a phone-a-fot unless you know the Whitish.
Yes.
Don't set people up where you're like, I know the Whitish, and then you're guessing the wrong decade, the wrong genre.
I'm a professional. I know what I'm doing.
I think at this point, after, what is it now? This is about the fifth week we've done game.
Yeah.
The people who are really good, we should get their number and ask them if they want to come back. Like, because there's some people out here who are like music,
you hear
musicologists.
That,
yo, when we have like a real good musicologist on.
Let's hold them.
Let's bring them back. Yeah.
We had a couple. We've had a couple that were really good.
Yeah.
So each contestant gets two phone-a-fots.
Right.
But then once they make the guess for you, that's it. You're going with their guess.
Right.
The first person to 5 points wins the game.
Five.
Right.
Give me five.
And they have to.
So far, Laura Stiles has two wins. She's out sick today. Shawnee Culture has one. Task One has one.
Is she sick? Sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Yeah, or maybe her and Rick were just out last night for his birthday.
That's what you call him, Rick? I haven't started calling him Rick.
I only recently did because Laura calls him Rick.
Right.
So I only recently started calling him
Rick. I've only heard her call him Ricardo.
Yeah.
Oh, no, she calls him Rick all the time.
You've heard Rick?
I've never heard Rick. Never heard that.
Shawnee, am I lying?
I've heard her say Rick.
No, I'm sure. And I'm not saying you're lying. Weird. I just never heard it.
Yeah. She says Rick, and yeah, I love Rick, man. And by the way, it's hilarious. Calling him Rick
doesn't look like Rick.
He's definitely not a Rick.
He looks absolutely like a Ricardo.
He's not a Rick.
He does not look like a Rick.
Ricky.
Like Rick, you only.
I don't even know about Ricky. He don't look like Ricky from Boys in the Hood.
Yo, is
Rick. Not from Boys in the Hood. Maybe Ricardo?
Yo, why is
Rick. He said Boys in the Hood.
Yo, why is Rick. Why is Rick so white and Ricky so black? You ever notice that?
Well, hell, your man Ricky Ricardo had both.
Yo, and Ricky Ricardo is legend too, and he has both. Anyways, that's how Whitish Wednesday the game is played. The category today, again, is songs that get white people turned. Let's say hello to a phonophot. Let's see what Aubrey sounds like.
Aubrey.
Hey, Aubrey, you think you're worthy of being a phonophot?
I absolutely am. Rosenberg, I'm from the DMV, same age as you.
None of that means anything.
You're from the D.
Yeah. None of this means anything.
No.
But you know Whitish.
What was it?
You hear it in my voice?
We hear that you're white.
Is he white?
He's black, man.
He's blacky, bro.
I'm a black man.
Oh, but I'm white, this is Whitish. This is the show for you, buddy.
That's the show for you.
That's how it's
your vocal tones are Whitish.
They are.
hold on one second, Aubrey. You seem like you could be very good. Do you remember that? Then we have Izzy. Griff's note is trash in parentheses.
Oh, nice.
Izzy, you did not impress our producer, Griff. Why do you think you should be a phonophot?
Oh, because of the phone line.
Oh, the phone line.
Because I know these white hits. I know these white hits. Don't let Griff play you. I've got one wrong, but I know these hits.
Okay.
All right. Your phone line's not so good, but.
What's his name?
That's Izzy.
His name is Trash.
So, and that means Griff tested Izzy and he got it wrong, so Griff went with Trash.
So wait, who was the first one?
The first one was Aubrey.
Aubrey.
Second
like Drake.
One was Izzy.
Yep, Drake.
Real quick, Kelly, you're going to be a good phonophot?
I'm going to be a good phonophot.
All right, Kelly.
Kelly, where are you from?
Yeah, I'm from Mayapack. I'm from Westchester.
Oh, nice. Westchester.
Okay. Westchester.
Griff has labeled you below average.
Oh, man. You know what?
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Well, hold on.
Oh, my gosh.
And listen, the Fox got to pay attention because the whole, once we get to them and they're like, oh, that was so quick. Can you play a little more?
Yeah, you can't do that. That's the whole game. You got to get it quick.
Well, and the problem is there, you know, the delay slows them down.
Yeah.
Well, what do you mean? But they're hearing
they're,
it.
They're listening hold. Through. No, when they're on hold, it's all still coming as what goes across the air. So by the time we pick it, like if you play 5 seconds of a song, you pick it up, they may not have actually heard it.
No, I think you're wrong. I think they're getting it live when they're on hold. Yeah. Hold, there's no delay.
Yeah. You sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
We also have Tay, who is labeled, if you want to write this down, we don't have time to talk to Tay. Tay is labeled and Amanda, who is labeled garbage.
Mm.
So, you know, these are all the options you guys have on the table.
Yo,
Griff is not an easy grader.
Can we
He's
start?
Not.
All right, you guys ready to do
Griff
it?
Knows every song.
Why are you rushing the whole thing? What do you mean, can we start? What's your problem?
I want to win.
Here we go, guys.
Maybe
songs that get white people turnt. Here we go.
Okay. Johnny the people going.
Versus Evro versus Juanito versus Cast Uno. Here we go. Whitish Wednesday the game.
Oh, wow.
Ebro. John.
Ebro's in first and went quick. Let's see what he's got.
But he's not playing.
He's playing. He's out. You're all in. Pay attention, John.
Cotton Eye Joe.
No.
Is it?
Yeah. Got that one wrong.
Oh my God, I know that.
Culture. I want Aubrey.
Wow, you don't know. Wow.
I think enough of that song played that Aubrey can do this.
Good strategy.
Aubrey, do you know the song?
No.
You know it, baby. That's Dexy's Midnight Runners. Come on, Eileen.
Wow. Come on, Aubrey. Yeah. Come on, Aubrey.
Of
fire.
Group and title.
Yo, that's I fire. Would never know the name of that group in a million
Come
years.
On,
Come
Eileen.
On,
yeah.
Aubrey. I have faith in you. So Aubrey gets one more chance. That's what it is.
Well, he stays on, right? Oh, no, he's gone.
Mm-mm. He's here.
Oh, you can go to the same people.
You can go to the same people.
Oh, okay. Wow.
I never heard this.
What? Never...
Okay. It's too late.
Why are you turning it down?
I'm just... Never heard this?
He may win the hook. Give it a second.
When the hook comes, I'm on the board, baby.
Johnny, you know it? You know it, right?
Nah, it sounds soulful, though.
Yeah, I remember this on the MTV. The dudes, it was like some Irish dudes in like overalls. Yeah, they had the were they wearing kilts?
Come on,
cast ones into it.
Yeah, I'm so upset. I know this song.
Here we go, John.
Oh, yeah. It's a bar classic.
Aubrey's good.
I really enjoyed how Aubrey really knew off top. All right.
He really did.
Songs that get white people turned. Sean's okay. Up 1-0. Here we go.
Oh, John.
John's got it.
Neil Diamond, Sweet Carolina.
Sweet Caroline. You're good. You're good.
I mean,
nah, it's fine.
Nah, yeah, Andy got Neil stop. Diamond.
Andy got Neil Diamond. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Come on. That was a good one, John. Bravo.
Yeah.
Where it began. You've played this at a party before, haven't you, John?
I can't begin. John plays a lot of these white events out here, man.
He's a big wedding DJ, you know. It's John. Nice guy.
Come with a bag.
By the way, John, bring your laptop to the wedding just in case.
Did John play at your
first wedding?
98.7 thing?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. See, he plays for all those sports guys. He knows these songs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He played at the, what is that thing y'all do
the
out
cookout
the shore?
Thing?
No, he played the K-Show anniversary. The 20th anniversary.
There you go.
He had to play all these songs there.
Yep.
Shout to Don.
He got to meet Joe Torre. It was very exciting.
Oh, classic.
Just a photo. I saw that photo. Goes,
he's got that piece in it?
Yes.
Right. Touching, you know what I'm talking about.
Isn't there a controversy around the song about the girl in the song being young or something?
This part.
I thought it was about Caroline Kennedy.
But wasn't she young at the time or something?
She was the president's daughter. Yeah, but I think it was about... That's what I thought. I don't know.
That's weird.
That's what people are saying.
I don't think people say it's weird.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've read it. In this new time of grown-ups making songs about little girls, you know, at the time it was probably like, you know...
Cute.
All right, it is 1-1, 1-John. White-ish Wednesday, the game.
Ooh.
Here we go. Songs that get white people turned.
John Cass. Ooh.
Ooh, John got it first.
Making my way, running around town.
Three.
Carly, no.
Two.
Carly, damn. One. Melissa something.
No.
Damn it.
Damn.
Michelle. Yolanda.
Cass.
I don't remember the name of the song. I gotta remember the name of the song.
Ah!
He still gets more song to play?
He didn't guess it. He didn't say his name. Ebro said his name.
I said his name, but he said his name.
Okay, I remember before. Cass.
I keep playing the song until the person then says their name.
It's I don't remember her name. It's A Thousand Miles.
That is correct.
Cass,
what's her name, though? Is it her name is Vanessa?
Carlton.
Yeah,
John, why are you saying yes to the people you're playing?
I'm excited. Because I have to get to that part.
I'm excited.
He's excited. I know how to run away.
I ain't got nothing on the board.
I chilled. I know how to run away.
Bow, bow, bow. And I miss you. Bow, 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 bow. And
now I want. It's hard to get to the name of the song. If I could fall
into the sky. Into the sky. When pass me by. White is Wednesday right now. The game. 1-1-1-0.
He only said it once. So it was like, I gotta go.
So it's not called I Miss You.
No, that's what I thought it was going to be. I was like, it's not that, though.
It's a good call.
I thought it was Call Me.
I wouldn't have remembered A Thousand Miles.
No, because I had to literally think about the lyrics the whole time.
I know the song, don't know title or artist.
I also picture the Wayans brothers, so I mean, it's confusing.
Yeah, right.
From White Chicks, right?
Yeah. And I miss you. All right, Whitish Wednesday. Shawnee Cass and John all got one. I got zero.
Here we go.
Ebro.
Oh, out the gate.
I know it. He just went straight up with his Laura Never Loses philosophy. I'm just gonna guess.
No, I know.
You do know?
Yeah. All
right, three.
I'm going to phone a five.
Two. Okay. Go back to Aubrey?
Yeah, you damn right I'm going to Aubrey.
I don't know. This is a different kind of genre. Let's see. Let's see if Aubrey's got it.
Don't hang up on him.
Aubrey.
Yo, I couldn't hear it.
Didn't play long enough.
That was too quick. Yeah.
Didn't play long enough.
Damn.
Hold on.
Aubrey failed me. It's not enough. Play it again.
Ready, guys? Ebro's out. Here we go.
Damn. I know it, too. John.
Phone a frat.
See?
It's.
All right. No, stop.
Ebro. Cut it out.
You don't have to do what you do in Lord Never Loses, where you hand her the answers you don't get. It messes up the game. John?
Yes.
Who do you want to talk to?
Who you got?
You got Aubrey. You got Izzy. You got Kelly. You got Tay. You got Amanda.
I'm going to go with Tay.
Why don't you go with Westchester?
All right,
let's
Tay
go.
Is garbage. They're trash.
Tay is
Tay. Hey, everybody. That's Anti-Hero by Taylor Swift.
Yes!
There she goes.
I knew that.
I knew you knew it. I thought you were the one who would know it. I don't know it.
That's the latest jam right here. Taylor got a heat rock right here.
I know the song. I would not know the name.
I didn't know Taylor came with drums like this.
Yeah, she's been coming with the drums.
Every now and then.
Yo, what if Beyonce and Taylor had done their tour together? What would have what size building would you do?
Oh, wow. You just go get a piece of land somewhere. you get acres. That was yours, right, John? You got that one.
So John with two.
Wow. That's
a hero. Cass with one. Shawnee Culture
with
one.
Man, I suck
one.
At this game.
All right.
All right, here we go. This could get you on the board, Ebro. Here we go. This is one of my favorites. Here we go. Ish that gets white people turned.
Ebro.
Ebro.
That's Paradise City.
Damn it.
By Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, there he goes.
On the board.
That was Ali. That was for me. That was like love.
For Ebro.
I also wanted to play it. I love this song, so it's a double win.
Yo, listen. At least I got on the board.
You
won
the board.
I'm done.
That's it. Sometimes that's all we need.
That's it, baby. I'm done. In my book, I won.
Songs that get white people turned.
Get white people turned up.
John, are you up to three?
How would I know this? He's at two.
Two.
Two. Cass, one.
One, baby.
Here we go. We got to keep it moving then. Here we go. Keep it. Got to hit you guys with some hits. So everyone be ready because I'm coming with hits.
Let's go.
Hammers. So be
Uh-oh.
Ready.
Uh-oh.
It's hammer time. Now it's not going to be about knowing the song. It's about who gets it quick. No, you can't do that.
Pray. MC Hammer.
Oh. Here we go.
John. Ebro.
We all went.
I think we all went.
Just because Ebro's mic was louder.
No, I think I actually heard John first.
Yeah, I kind of heard John first myself.
Oh. But he might have went too early.
Why is it name? I'm going to go for the five because I can't think of it.
I know the record.
That's too
everybody, we know the record.
Yeah. Go for it. No, give him his phone.
Who is it? What do you want?
They're going to win.
What was the Aubrey?
Everybody's
again,
going Aubrey?
Going, oh, come on, man.
That's a new rule.
You know,
the fight staying is a new rule because that's not how it was in the
Aubrey,
beginning.
You got it?
Yeah, they have. They've stayed so far.
Nah, it was like
yo,
they got
you know I got
two
that
chances
one.
And then they was
that's
out.
That's Dancing Queen.
Yeah.
There
that's
you go.
Dancing Queen ABBA.
To get other people to change.
You know it.
I couldn't think of
it. So you want me to let go of Aubrey, everyone?
Yeah, Aubrey did. He did what he needed to do.
Aubrey, you were great today. Thank you.
Yo, hold up. Get Aubrey's number.
We're going to get your info. Hold on one sec. Griff, get
call you next week, bro.
Thank you, Aubrey. Good looking, bro.
John leads 3-1-1-1. Come on, John.
He's only guessed one song so far, though. Let's keep as the asterisk.
Yo,
on this
show. Shawnee won, he did the same thing.
It's the asterisk on this week.
No. With Shawnee won, he did the same thing.
Nah.
But he don't have three. He only has one.
That's right.
Yo, Cass hit you with that asterisk so fast.
The asterisk, bro. He could've. He know these songs. You knew both of them. You just couldn't come up with the names.
Yeah. Yo, on some serious-ish, though, I know we're doing white-ish, but the air quality warnings, man, is really real, and they keep coming in. So if you haven't been paying attention, because of the wildfires in Quebec, we are under some real serious air quality warnings.
If you can stay home,
stay
home.
What they're hitting you with. And leave the windows closed.
And leave your windows closed. This is not like not a game. Here we go, last part. They made a song that is forever popular among teenage girls. But it doesn't matter if the teenage girls were like in the 80s or the 90s or the 2000s. For some reason, it gets to them every time.
Well, and also the queens. All of the queens.
Oh, yeah.
The dancing queens.
Oh,
all of them.
All right, here we go.
The balls.
Here we go, guys.
John got that one.
John got three.
He's got three now.
3-1-1-1. And here we go. Little
Cass.
Tough.
I don't know. No.
Yeah, I'm going to phone a fight.
You let it run long enough. He was counting. He's running a timer. So we're going with Kelly, Izzy, Tay, Amanda.
I'm gonna give Kelly a shot.
Kelly was the original trash, by the way.
No. Below average. Kelly, you're below average.
You know, I want to give her a chance.
Kelly, what do you got here?
Come through.
Yo. I'm going to show you something that's not below average. Life is a highway, Rascal Flatts.
Let's go, Kelly!
Well, listen, Kelly!
Yeah!
It's the original version by Tom Cochran, but she's right. It's Life is a Highway.
Yeah!
Never even heard of this song.
Thank you, Kelly. You see that?
I wouldn't have argued.
You just got to give people a chance, man.
You're drawn to something, Cass.
It was shot.
No matter what Griff says.
I've never heard this
song. Wow, Kelly.
Me neither.
So I love this. My favorite part of White-ish Wednesday when everyone says we don't know this song.
And then the hook goes.
The hook
goes.
It never goes. Oh, that's awesome. Because I'd be right with you guys if I had to play.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Car commercial. Mad car.
That's how I know this song.
Mad car commercial.
I know this song. All right, so that's 3-2. Cast now to 2. Here we go.
Man.
Let's keep it going, guys.
The DJs, thank John
you,
and Cass.
Thank you, Kelly. Kelly, I appreciate you.
John.
Oh. John.
Oh, I know this one, too.
Walk 500 miles, right?
What's the name of the song?
Oh, got him.
Just waiting for the name of the song or artist.
3.
Oh, God.
But didn't he just guess? Wasn't that considered a guess or no?
He just sung
that's
the song.
That's what I said, Walk
2.
That's my point. What's the name of the song?
Walk 500 Miles.
Griff?
What did he say?
He said Walk 500 Miles.
No.
Oh.
I will walk 500.
Got him. No, it's too late. We will pass the 5 seconds, bro. You got to keep it moving.
Go ahead. Who else you got?
I don't have a guess, but I know the song.
Ebro. I'm going to go with, let's see. We're going to give Amanda a chance.
Wait.
Amanda. This is my phone of fire. Amanda, do you know that song?
That's 500 miles. But
oh, come
I don't
on,
know
man.
That's correct.
Congrats.
The song's called.
Congrats.
The song.
The song. You said I walked.
That's
you said,
my walk. Song.
I know you got it right, Amanda. He did
thank
not.
Thank you, Amanda.
Oh, come on. Again.
Hey, hey.
He just sung the song. That's not, it's called technically I'm gonna be parentheses 500 miles
wow.
by the Proclaimers. He went, I'm gonna walk
yo,
500
man, this is
miles.
A crap shoot.
That is a crapshoot. That's what makes it hard.
I mean, that's why I went with a phone of five.
Here we go. Let's keep rings rolling. Cass is now at what?
Cass has two. I have two. Shawnee one.
Ooh,
John
this
three.
Is getting intense. Here we go.
One of the most precise games of all time.
Cass.
John.
Oh,
Cass.
Cotton Eye Joe.
That's correct.
Let's go.
Man, that was it.
We tied up, baby.
Yeah!
Cass won.
And I wasn't even paying attention. I was talking trash.
Yeah, this song always is concerns me.
So bad.
I get nervous when this song plays.
Come on, Shawnee. Get some points.
Come on, man.
Yo, stomping and fiddling don't make me comfortable, guys. White people stomping and fiddling.
Here
I'm
we
good.
Go. Here we go. Let's keep it going.
John.
John.
Queen.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Queen.
Yeah.
Queen.
Wow. John. Oh, yeah. I didn't even hear it. I was too busy running my mouth about racist white people.
Me too. I want to win.
Zion has point game.
Yeah, this point game for John.
Oh, come on,
let
guys.
That ring on.
Voice is amazing. I'm floating around in ecstasy, so don't stop me
now. Don't stop me, cause I'm having a good time, having a good time. I'm a shooting star leaping through the sky like a tiger, defying the laws of gravity. I'm a racing car passing by. All right, John has four.
That's right.
Cass has...
Three,
and you guys both have two. White
I have
Wednesday.
One, he has two.
Oh, Shawnee has one. Tough, one day tough day for Shawnee. Yes, point right, game for right. DJ
we
John.
Get to the guru. You know what? It's time for the guru.
Not yet. Here Damn we go, it. Guys. Next song. Everyone ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
John.
Cass.
Damn.
I heard Cass.
Thank you.
I think I heard John.
You heard John? It's your game.
I'm going
You're the
John.
Officiator, John.
He did not know why you knew it that fast. The first guitar riff, that was...
Yeah, we know it. I know it.
You know it, too?
Yeah, you better get it right, because I know it.
Two.
He ain't even going to guess.
What are you going to go with?
He said you.
One. Time's up. My turn.
How much time you need?
Two.
Shut up.
One.
Damn it.
No.
I don't know.
Let's
do it.
Is that Rick Springfield?
No.
It's not. Oh, my God. I'm out, too.
Ebro.
You want
to... No. But he has to play.
He played this song.
I have to play again, though.
He knows it, though. He
but
said
I mean,
his name.
He said his name.
He already said his name.
All right, you don't want any more? Then go ahead.
Jesse's Girl.
No.
That's
the same
that
song. Play that baby.
That's what you thought it was, too, yeah.
John.
Shawnee.
You can't get late. This is my point.
Shawnee, this is it.
Listen.
You got all day. You can sit back and wait.
I'm letting my thoughts listen.
Wait, how many? You gonna give him hits? Y'all giving him mad hits.
All right, culture.
Yeah, go.
Summer of 69.
No! Yeah! Yeah! But you gotta play it. I love this song.
Some Brian Adams.
Brian Adams. Yo, man. Good time. It's a good time, this game. It's a good time.
2 points, baby.
Let's go, Shawnee.
We on the board, baby.
I always used to wonder why the song wasn't called Best Days of My Life.
Because it was the summer of 69.
I know, but it's the best days of his life, too.
Maybe he was really young at the time, and he was like, 69, guys, right? Summer of 69.
Fire.
All right, guys, here we go. Okay. John still with point game, but Cass is at three.
Mm-hmm. Shawnee's two.
Ebro and Shawnee both now at two.
Oh.
So things have gotten very, very interesting. Here we go.
Cass.
Ebro.
Ebro.
Wow.
Ebro.
I heard Cass.
Stop kissing up to Ebro, man.
You're a contestant.
He knows that Cass is closer. He doesn't want Cass to tie.
Cass.
So he's trying to.
Oh, that's hate, bro.
I'm saying.
That was quick. That was impressive. That's, Cass, ready?
I know the song.
Go ahead.
I don't even know the name.
Go ahead.
So I'm just going to go to. I'm 4 and 5.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
All right.
I know name and.
See, you should have went to Ebro.
Who you picking? You got Izzy, Kelly, Tay, Amanda, sir.
Who hasn't gotten called on?
Tay. No, Izzy. Tay got called on.
So did Kelly.
Amanda
you can
got called
more,
on.
But no, Aubrey got two, so you can do
Izzy
one more.
Never got called
I'm
on.
I'm going to go to Izzy, man. Izzy, it says here, Griff said you're trash, but I believe in you. I believe in you.
Izzy?
Yo, I definitely call it Jitterbug. I don't know who sings it, but the song's Jitterbug.
Damn it.
Is it?
No.
Damn it, Izzy. Nice try, though.
Go ahead, play. Wow. I'm hitting play again.
Oh, man.
Ebro.
Oh, you got
it's
that?
It's definitely Wham.
The That's group. Right.
There you go.
He's in.
The name of the song, though, is...
I mean, you could have read it.
I know, but I thought I knew the name of the song, and I blanked.
Okay. Ebro and Cass One tied up.
And the Jitterbug guess wasn't bad.
Yeah, but it's called something else, and I can't. I'm blanking.
You'll know in a second. And Shawnee will know it, too.
George Michael.
George Michael.
Wake me up before you go,
wake
bro.
Wake me up before you go.
Oh, my God.
Wake me up.
All right, here we go. So now, Juanito's still sitting at that point game at 4.
Ooh.
Ebro and Cast at 3.
Yeah, yes.
Shawnee at 2.
Yeah. This I can't believe I did this good.
No, this game's crazy. Here we go.
John.
Ebro.
John. Oh, my God.
Take me on.
What's the name of the song?
No, it's not Take Me On.
3.
If that's what you're thinking.
2.
Richard Marx.
1.
Cass. Who sings that song?
Cass.
Take On Me.
That's correct.
Damn right. Let's go. Let's go.
That's Take Me On.
But that's what I just said.
No, you said Take Me On.
Take Me On, and you got the artist wrong. It's Aha. But that's the same title.
This is wrong because that was like straight up dyslexia that did him in. That's messed up.
But that's Bad Sick Flu, man.
Bad Sick Flu.
Oh, no.
What a comeback so far down past that point game.
Point game.
No. Johnny.
Make America hat again.
Make America hat again.
This is a great game.
T-Bro in the morning. Laura Stiles, Rosenberg, the whole family's here playing Whitish Wednesday. The game. Yo, the video at the time was fire. The little pencil drawn. It's still kind of hot,
still
right?
Still kind of fire. Shout out to Ralph McDaniel. Good music.
Here we go. Here we go, guys. He used to run this. It's 4 for Cast. It's 4 for John. It's 3 for Ebro. It's 2 for Shawnee. It's Whitish Wednesday, the game. Here we go.
Cast.
Ooh, I know you know that for the win. I know you know that.
Oh,
you got it.
How do you pronounce the name?
Oh, damn it, man.
Do I have to pronounce the name or can I spell it?
No.
Gautier.
It's Gautier. Cast one.
You see me. You see me.
Cast one with the come from behind. Pause.
Back to back. Wins, baby.
Well, that's 2 weeks in a row.
Whoa.
You know what I'm saying? My man's on fire.
I know the song.
You would have got, fire. You know the title? I wouldn't have got either.
You would have gotten the title at the chorus.
I would like a recount.
I thought, Ebro, I thought you would know this one.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd have flubbed it.
Did you know it, John?
Yeah. This song's not a part of my life in a real way. Never has been. What year did it come out?
I'm mad late to it, but it's a great song.
No, it's phenomenal.
I think it's like 10 years ago.
Yeah, it's too new.
Yeah, it's pretty new. And they had
that and the Taylor
mixes.
Swift were the two new ones, new-ish.
I respect it.
Let's just get to the chorus, and then we can call this a day.
Two in a row, baby.
This isn't 99 Luft Balloons.
No, I do love 99 Luft Balloons.
How many wins does Laura have?
Laura has 2.
So I'm tied up with Laura?
That's right.
Now y'all keep it cracking.
She didn't want to show up because she was scared. Man. Show up next week, Laura.
Let's get to it.
You know what I mean?
Whitish Wednesday, a great game. Thank you to Izzy and Aubrey and Kelly and Tay and Amanda, our phonophots. If you are somewhat of a musicologist and you want to get down with the phonophot family, chime in next Wednesday. That's hard. It reminds you of Sting, too. It got a little Sting.
Yeah, it does have Sting. It does have
Sting. Someone I used to know, right?
Yeah. Yep. John could have won this game so easily if he didn't get hit with the bad sick flu.
Oh, man, he got hit with the bad hat again. Or the Make America Hat Again.
Oh, Bacardi Martinez.
I said it right, man.
No, but this is my favorite because you were like you knew it.
Oh, Bacardi Martinez.
Yes.
Oh.
Bacardi Martinez.
That was guessing Cardi B's name.
And oh, Bacardi Martinez.
Bacardi Martinez is not it in any way.
Yo,
you got culture classics?
I'm ready.
Right, let's go. Shawnee, bring us back home, baby.
John.
I don't know.
Yo, I don't think.
Go ahead, guess. Make yourself
He put good. It in the system.
What is it, John?
Don't tell him.
Yo, John just fell out. Really John just fell out.
That was good with John.
Good morning.
This is the right vibe.
Again?
That's Eddie Kendricks.
Eddie Kendricks did my boy.
Eddie Kendricks.
My people. My people.
My people, people hold on.
Fire song.
Hold on to one another.
All right, you got another one?
Got it yet?
No.
I think I know what it is.
The last one I only knew is Mama.
That's a vibe.
Another vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know it's D'Angelo.
It is D'Angelo.
It's not Talk for a While, though, is it?
Nah.
It's, Everything's gonna be all right.
All right.
All right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is from the first album?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't listened to the first album that much.
I can love you.
Classic.
I can love you.
She was at that summer jam. In the cut.
She was in the cut.
She was in the suite. Young Mary J. Blige out there chilling, looking lovely, glowing. Zipping on a Ninja Honda with Tamika and Rhonda.
Shawnee was very happy at Summer Jam to hear when Flex played his Fantasia joint that he played in the segment.
Whitest Wednesday. Yeah.
But that's a sing-along classic, that Fantasia.
That's a classic. Yep.
I can love you, coming up, man. Flashing Lights, Rosenberg's in. You got a... Kardashian controversies, Canada wildfires, Lil TJ arrested,
PGA tour,
Liv and PGA. I kind of want to go back to that because that's so funny to me.
There's a lot there. We could do that.
So entertaining. Because we often forget that it's all about the money, bro. When the bag is big enough, people will find a way to acquiesce. Turn that up. Because you can't cut this off before Lil' Kim.
You need Lil' Kim.
Can't do it. Can't do it. Wish that you could be my man. Cash One, 97 minutes commercial free right now. Ebro in the morning. Remember, there's a air quality warning outside. That means if you got some lung issues you're dealing with, respiratory issues, or I know some people in my family coming off some pneumonia issues, they saying stay home, windows closed until midnight tonight. This is all because of wildfires out of Quebec, Canada. What else? There was something. Oh, we got basketball on tonight, right?
You're back.
Woo! I'm ready for this. In Miami. Tide series.
Bryce
so,
Lee.
Did you put any wager on this? Did you didn't wager on
no.
none of the
why,
maps?
Why, you mean like throwing money on Miami? Because it would be fun if they upset Denver?
Yeah, or something like that. This one feels like it could be a good one.
Yeah, I don't even know. I don't know what the line is tonight, actually. My guess would be Denver's favored by like 3 points, 3.5 points maybe.
If Joker does not bring home the championship, this is the farthest the Denver Nuggets have ever gone as a team. Mm-hmm. If he does not bring home the championship this time, what does it do to the conversation of Joker as a greatest of all time player?
I mean,
it's still early for him, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it would delay his great, like his overall greatness one little bit. But I mean,
and what does this do for Jimmy Butler?
Well, that's the question. It does weigh more for Jimmy Butler than it does not for Joker.
Spoelstra, Jimmy Butler, this is...
Yeah, Spoelstra could use a post-LeBron ring, but everyone always... That's the thing. Both Spoelstra and Joker, everyone knows, are the man. Jimmy Butler is the man, but, like, he doesn't usually play full seasons. Like, getting a championship would be huge for him, especially if this is an upset. As an 8 seed, he'd be in the history books. We also have to do the guru.
Oh, we do have to. I forgot all about it.
I'll be quick, though. I have a quick one.
All right, so gurus instead of flashing lights. How about it?
All right, that's fine. I think we have to
run out of time. Let's do it.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shani Coltrane and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. That's where you send your emails, your destination for clarity. Shani Coltrane, burn sage.
Shai cleansing the energy. Zen.
I already finished my delightful coconut water hot tea today to try to get through this sort of, I think, smoke-caused sore throat that I had overnight. Yeah. Feeling much better. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. You send your emails in, and I will get to them as soon as possible. Good morning, gurus. I would like to remain anonymous. Listen to the show every day. I like when Shani chimes in with Zen, Zen, Zen.
Thank you.
It gets me in the zone, LOL.
You have to. Exhale, Zen.
This is not for relationship advice. I'm seeking professional advice. I've been with my nonprofit company for almost 2 years. I'm an office manager within my company. I handle a lot of the billing day-to-day management for our staff, about 40 employees. Recently, I received a gift for Administrative Professionals Day, which I thought was sweet. The gift basket was left in my office, unwrapped, which I initially thought was a bit odd. While further investigating this lovely basket of sweets, I discovered that the entire basket was expired. Maybe that's why it was unwrapped? It's not just expired by like a few days. It's talking about it's been expired for 7 months.
Oh, that's a science experiment now. I want to see it. Now you got to film it and see what happens.
Wow.
One, should I bring it up to the directors that purchased the gift for me? Maybe they don't know they purchased an expired basket. Do I just throw it away? Do I leave it in our pantry area for other staff members to indulge? Thanks, gurus. Here's some pictures for context.
Other staff members?
So you want to poison other people?
Well, I do want to point something out here.
Seems pretty simple.
It does seem pretty simple to me, Shani. I will say, though, a lot of these products in this thing are straight up rapidly wrapped. I actually don't know how expired all of the like things like crackers that are in actual things open.
Yeah.
I don't know how expired.
My mind went straight edible arrangements where I was like, yo, this is a
shriveled up. Oh, no,
when
it's not
basket,
that.
I went fruit basket.
It's stuff like this. It's like boxes of things.
I think you crack one of those open and see how expired it is.
Yeah. Those things are suggestions. They're not guidelines. You know what I'm saying? You got to open it up and see what's really going on over there.
Here's the move. I'm going to make this simple, Sean. You tell me if you agree. Yeah. You're definitely not saying anything to the bosses that gave it to you. There's no win there.
No.
No.
Nah.
No.
Just say, going to
the bosses who gave you a gift for a stupid made-up holiday, with all due respect, and saying, hey, you know that gift you gave me? Thanks, but yeah, it's expired. I don't see the win in that. Ebro, you were an executive. How would you feel?
It depends on the relationship. Like, yeah, if it's a casual...
less than 2 years.
Well, no, no. Meaning if the management is like cool, they're like, they're hey, cool. And you're like, yo, thanks for the basket. Yo, you know, it's like
but even still, that still already feels awkward. Even with cool, that feels awkward to me.
Yeah, a little bit. But
it's still, but like, is
it's not a big deal.
What's the payoff is my point.
Right, but it's also just not a big deal. None of this is a big deal, which is why I'm glad you brought it up on a shortened version of the Guru.
There you go. So real quick, here's what I would do. I would crack some of these things open and taste them because, frankly, you're showing me stuff that's like wrapped in plastic.
Yeah.
I would, if you want to eat it, I would give one a try. You're not going to die from having, what are those cookies called? The long,
the little spherical like cone looking
cone cookie things?
With chocolate inside? Yeah. I think you'd be all right.
Crack one open.
Try
give it a
one. Get a tall glass of water. You know what I'm saying? To flush
in
that.
In case it all goes bad.
Yeah, yeah, you got
to
flush
it. Well, I think you'd be able to look at it and tell if it was bad and potentially smell it. And it's, tell
and it might be stale.
I think some of that stuff you have is fine. If it's fine, eat a little bit, share it with the people. If not, bring it home, throw it away. I say do not bring this up to
share
your bosses.
Share it with the boss and see what happens. If we get sick, ooh, we all great get idea. Sick. Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, but thank you for the basket. You want some?
Exactly.
Yeah. You know what you could do? You know what you could do? You could eat some of it or pretend to eat some of it and just throw it in the garbage and then take the rest and leave it out for other people. What you don't want to do is leave out the whole thing like you ate nothing.
Print out a sign and put on here, hey, man, from management, amazing gift, stale. Enjoy.
Yeah. Got disclaimer. An awesome expired gift from management. Please proceed. I would say don't make a big thing of it. Not a big deal.
Yeah, it's all right.
By the way, managers don't care whether you eat it or not. Or throw it away.
And by the way, they definitely re-gifted it. They definitely re-gifted it.
And by the way, they was just checking a box when they gave it to you. They didn't give a damn about your little made-up holiday. What was the holiday?
Administrative professional day. Yeah.
You know what they really was like? What? We got to do what?
Got it here.
Anyways, don't
give it a basket.
Oh, that's today? Hold, what y'all got in the back?
I would say,
oh, yo, I got this thing under my desk. I never opened it.
Yeah, yeah. Give
actually,
it
on second thought, I did open it. I would say don't make a big thing of it. Give it a try. See what happens. But I wouldn't stress it too hard. So say the Gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength. No weakness. No new weakness.
Get... Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man. What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.